Psachim Perk Yud Mishnah Tes. Ha Pesach Acher Chatzos Metamas Yadayim. Karm Pesach after Chatzos is Metamas Yadayim. It seems it is a din of Noser Midioraisa, and therefore it's Metamas Yadayim. Everybody seems to learn this way. And Taisus Antif explains that this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that held the Minat Torah, the Karm Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos, like the Machloek between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. This is not like the Mishnah we had in Perek Tes Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah said that the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros is Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten b'layla echad. That Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten in one night. So there, Taisus Antif said that the Mishnah held like Rabbi Akiva, that the Karm Pesach is eaten all night. Even though Chum said that one should eat the Karm Pesach till Chatzos, that it shouldn't become Noser, it's a Din d'Rabbanan. But you see, this Mishnah holds that after Chatzos, it's Metame Yadayim, so they learned that it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's Chatzos. Ha-Pigol v'ha-Nosar, Pigol, if a Kohen by the Shas Avoda, or anybody doing Avoda, even Shchita, if it's a non-Kohen, if they think by the Avoda that they're doing, that he's shechting it on condition, let's say, to do Zrika Sadam after the time that he should do Zrika Sadam, or he's shechting it, or doing Zrika Al-Manas, that he's going to be makter outside the Mikdash, things like that, or not during the right time. All these things are called pigel, and they passel the carbon. So there's a chash that a coin that's angry at a certain Yisrael, he's going to get him back by messing up a carbon by doing this. So therefore, like Taisus Antif explains, Chazal disincentivized him to do this by declaring that any type of pigel is metame yadayim, and also vahan noisar, like we just said, anything that's noisar is metame yadayim. Also, in order to encourage people to eat it quickly, berch berchas haPesach, the person made a bracha on the carbon Pesach, which was, the Rav explains, Asher kitshonu b'mitzvoysav v'tzivanu lechol ha-Pesach, pater es shel zevach. See, pater is the zevach, which is the carbon chagiga. Berach es shel zevach, however, if he makes a bracha on the carbon chagiga, loy pater es shel Pesach. He does not pater the carbon Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. What's the reason, though, that the Pesach paters the chagiga? So the Gemara explains, because by a carbon Pesach, the way they would do zrika was with shvicha. They would slowly or softly pour by the yisod, they would be closer to it, benachas. But other karbonos, they were much further away, and they would do a zrika, which is more forceful and further away. And this is the machlokes, the Rabbi Shmuel held that included in zrika is shvicha. Because by all other karbonos, that I have to do zrika, if I come closer and I do shvicha, I'm also yatsa. So therefore, if I make a bracha of the carbon Pesach, lechol ha-Pesach, since the carbon Pesach, the way it's done, Shvicha works by Zvicha too, works by the Chagiga. If the way that I would sprinkle or do Zrika on the blood of the Chagiga, if I did it the same way I would do a Pesach, I would also be Yatza. Therefore, it paters the Chagiga. The Brach of the Karben Pesach paters the Chagiga. However, vice versa, I cannot do Zrika by Karben Pesach, because Zrika is not included in Shvicha. Therefore, if I made a Bracha on the Chagiga, it wouldn't pater the Karben Pesach. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, loizo poteres zo, velozo poteres zo, Rabbi Akiva is chaylik, and he says, this one does not pater, this one does not pater, the other one. And the Rav says, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Salik meseches psachim.